Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, October 23rd. I'm Eitan Shander. This time, when's the best time to start saving for retirement and questions to ask before signing up for that joint credit card? It's National Save for Retirement Week, and as young people enter the workforce, the question always comes up, when should you start saving for retirement? For Wendy Weaver, a portfolio manager at FBB Capital Partners, the answer is simple.
If you can start saving now, you will have the opportunity to have financial freedom in the future, which may mean you could change jobs, change careers.
As for how much you should put away each check,
even if it's $10 a month or $50 a month, and then you know whatever's left in your checking account is for you to spend as you will, it'll make your savings plan much more successful.
Young investors should not be scared off by the recent volatility we've seen on Wall Street. In fact, it's a great time for people to jump in because as the market is going down, you end up buying more shares. As we continue, questions to ask before signing up for that joint credit card.
Life's full of little victories, like beating your personal best 5K time,
yes,
hitting platinum in hotel and airline points, or scoring a reservation at that hot new restaurant. And every one is worth celebrating with a victory lap in your Cadillac, which is running smoothly thanks to the Cadillac Certified Service Experts. Now, here's something new to celebrate. Cadillac has just received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among luxury brands. So when it comes to dealer service, there's Cadillac, and there's everyone else.
For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card and a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Cadillac dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
While most joint bank accounts are straightforward arrangements, a joint credit card can be a lot more complicated. Credit.com's Jerry Detweiler with tips to figure out if it's right for you.
A joint credit card account is one that has two primary account holders of equal status. That means both have access to the line of credit, disputing charges, reporting a lost or stolen card, requesting a credit limit increase, or even closing the account. In addition, joint credit card account holders have equal responsibility to pay any debts charged to their cards. Joint accounts can be a good idea for couples who want to share completely in the management of one single account, and they can help build credit for someone who wouldn't necessarily be able to get a credit card on their own. But there are some drawbacks, too. A joint account obligates both cardholders to pay back the debt, and any delinquency or default will be reflected on both account holders' credit histories. In the event the couple separates, the card issuer doesn't care about who made which charges. In addition, if one of the account holders dies, the other will still be held responsible for the full balances. Not all credit card issuers offer joint accounts. Currently, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, and Discover still allow customers to open joint credit card accounts. Opening a joint account is an important financial decision. It's vital that both parties understand the risks, and equally important to have a plan to split their debts in the event that the relationship ends. I'm Jerry Detweiler, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Eitan Shander at the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.